Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. It's really, really good to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to do something unusual. And I'm only going to do a partial because I think there's a part two. Having read the book 1984 when I was in high school, and I had an enlightened English teacher who really was reserved and quiet, very professional. But he was my English teacher, and as a junior, Mr. O'Hanlon was actually my neighbor too. Really good guy. But we read, Call Me Ishmael. He gave me an appreciation for literature that I didn't previously have. I actually worked at doing good at literature because I wanted to get a good grade. But when I was in his class, the Scarlet Letter, I see so much of the Scarlet Letter today in our society, our intolerance, and so forth. But nothing made an impression on me like 1984. And I'll tell you why. My German ancestors, some of who lived with us, were persecuted. They suffered under the Nazis in the early days, the communists too, as they were at war with each other. And they got out and they went through naturalization and so forth. And like we don't do today, they were screened for illnesses. Wouldn't be any Ebola then, will be now. And these people were, my ancestors had to speak English. They had to pass a test. They had to naturalize for 7 years. They had to pass a test on the Constitution, American history. I actually had a student one time named Alina. Lovely, lovely young lady. Lovely. What a great person she was. And she came back to me after she graduated and said, "Do you have any suggestions so I can pass my citizenship test?" Because she had come from Romania. And she had gone through her naturalization. She's now adult, eligible for citizenship. Imagine that, people actually coming into the country the right way. We actually talked about 1984, she and I did. I remember we came back and we had that discussion because I had brought it up in my sociology class when I talked about Fabian socialism, which is what these people are that are ruling over us. And trust me, they won't put you on universal basic income for long. They will do away with you. And that's who they are, and that's their philosophy. But anyway, 1984 made a real impression on me. And I'm sensitive to what my ancestors went through in the early days of the fascists and the Nazis. And when I was exposed to the book, it came to life because I'd heard these stories at home. And I wanted to share with you a few quotes that will, I think, make you sit up and take notice and realize we're not fighting against this issue or that issue. We're fighting against an engulfing philosophy that will ultimately destroy you. It will take your life. First, it'll take your freedom, which it's doing now. It'll take your standard of living, which it's doing now. And ultimately, they will take your life. And we saw this with some COVID treatments. Oh no, you're going to be on the ventilator whether you need it or not. And we know now a lot of that was contraindicated. And sorry, censors out there in some social media, that this is what's in the medical literature now, whether you want to recognize that or not. And I'm not talking rogue doctors, heroes like the frontline doctors. I'm talking regular medicine. Regular medicine. Isolating people together, old people who had COVID, who are the most vulnerable, and you isolated them together. Well, that was real smart. This is stuff that's coming out now. I'll talk later about Lex Fridman, wonder why he gets away with saying the things that he says. Anyway, let me share with you this, though. We have a great sponsor for this particular show. It's about promoting independence. I always say guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And excuse me. And yeah, we're still fighting this off. If you don't have storable food, you are vulnerable and you better hide it. There'll come a day when every home will be searched, everything that they don't want you to have that will promote independence and freedom from the state, they will try to take. And I think some of these quotes I'm going to give you here today will illustrate that point. But we have the best storable food opportunity with My Patriot Supply. Restaurant quality food tastes good. You'd like it. Lots of diversity of food. You won't get sick of eating it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2,000 calories a day because you're trying to keep the weight on. And it's healthy, no GMOs, none of that nonsense. So, except for it's fairly high in caloric content, which is what you need when you're eating for survival, it's a healthy food. doesn't have all the processed nonsense in it that we have to buy and put up with from the grocery store. So what do you get with it? Well, you're getting a great discount, right? You're getting it delivered in plain paper wrappers here. No one will know you're getting it. And it keeps for 25 years. Yeah, it's a good deal. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Okay. Some quotes. Shall we read them? And some of them are self-explanatory. Some of them might require a comment. This first one's one of my favorite. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. You know, tearing down the statues. Listen, let's erase the Confederacy. Well, excuse me. I can disagree with elements of the Confederacy and not want to erase the history because there are lessons to be learned in history. Let's erase Nazism. Let's erase Stalinism, Maoism. Okay, no, we need to keep this in our history so we understand it. But we saw a complete desire to change history. We're seeing it today, where historical fact is now being replaced by modern wokeism. And it's not giving kids an appreciation of our foundations as a nation, our traditions, our culture. It's all about deculturizing America. And that's why this quote, I think, is really, really key. Next one. It was merely the substitution of one piece of nonsense for another. I don't care who you listen to in this administration, what department they're ahead of. One, they're woefully morally bankrupt. Two, they're not very bright. Three, they could care less about you and they're owned and compromised. Yes, and I do mean in some cases Epstein. But they are compromised and made to march to the boot of the ruling class. Mayorkas would be one of those people, wholly compromised. One piece of nonsense for another. Oh, yes, the border's secure. Then why the hell do we have 100,000 deaths with fentanyl, Mayorkas? Why are Chinese troops crossing our border and we've got it on video? Yeah, exactly. This is really an interesting quote here for me. When you make love, you're using up energy. And afterwards, you feel happy and don't give a damn for anything. They can't bury you to feel like that. See, you're right. They want to rob you of freedom and joy. That's why they hate Jesus. They want you to be bursting with energy all the time. All this marching up and down and cheering and waving flags is simply sex gone sour. It's very Freudian, by the way. If you're happy inside yourself, why should you not get excited about Big Brother, 3-year plans, and 2 minutes of hate? And all the rest of their bloody rot. That's right. That pretty well sums up what we see on MSNBC and CNN. Cheer, cheer, cheer for the fascists who are ruining our lives, our economy, our traditions. Exactly. And by the way, you notice how they promote every lifestyle that's not man, woman, having kids? To hang on from day to day and from week to week and spinning out a present that has no future seemed an unconquerable instinct, just as one's lungs will draw the next breath so long as there is air available. What we call with this is the removal of hope, or the psychological concept I've talked about here on this channel, learned helplessness, that your actions don't make a difference, and you're not entitled to be happy. You're entitled to serve. The best books, he perceived, are those that tell you what you already know. When you really immerse yourself in the Bible and learn the lessons of the Bible, don't you kind of I see that. And when you're hearing the bullshit that comes out of the ruling class right now, whether it be corporate, ESG, BlackRock, or this insane administration, doesn't it just like, this is not right? There you go. Doublethink means having the power of holding two contradictory beliefs in one's mind simultaneously and accepting both of them. If you can confuse the population, you can induce doublethink. But when you allow people to worship as they want, believe as they feel and express their opinions without consequence, doublethink doesn't exist, but they want doublethink so they can control you by confusing you. Boy, was that ever accurate. Where there is equality, there can be sanity. That doesn't need the explanation. There was truth and there was untruth. And if you clung to the truth, even against the whole world, you were not mad. But I would add this, you will be persecuted. Perhaps one did not want to be loved so much as to be understood. To me, I think this is an interesting quote because I see these two concepts of not being in opposition, but one complements the other. And this is the final one I'll conclude with. Always at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever. And remember, that is forever. The face will always be there to be stamped on. That's how they view you. You are not worthy. You are in the eyes of God. You're a masterpiece, but you are not worthy. I thought you would enjoy this rendition of 1984, abbreviated style, because it really encapsulates a lot of the conflict we're feeling today. Turn off the mainstream media, believe the opposite of everything these leaders say, and continue to work to undermine their power and remove them from office. We'll see you back here next time.